too real. Income's life that I must feel, but can't look forward to reveal. Look to the time when I live, fed to the tune that sticks in me. Just like a wartime novelty, tied to machines that make me be. Cut this life off from me. Hold my breath as I wish for death. Oh, please, God, wake me.
Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Joining us today is Silver Tongue and Single Shot.
What up? Yay.
High energy podcast.
Oh my gosh,
so funny. So high energy.
So, situation, hypothetical. If y'all were dying, like, of a terminal illness right now, would you choose to end your own life, or would you want to live through all your pain and suffering until you just die?
I guess it depends which terminal illness. Like, how painful
herpes.
Is it?
Is that wrong terminal?
HIV, AIDS, cancer.
Dementia. Or what? Not Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. You know how you lose your mind and then you start really deteriorating.
Osteoporosis.
You're just naming diseases.
Problem.
Missing tooth. Anything.
Bad breath.
Right. Halitosis.
Halitosis. Oily skin.
Oh, God. You.
Again, I think it depends.
Like something that you're...
It depends how much pain I'm in. Like,
constant pain.
So in what situation would warrant you wanting to take your own life, Silver Tongue?
I don't know. Personally, I don't think I would.
Oh. I wasn't expecting that answer, actually.
Yeah, I think I would try to make it.
Even if you like were in chemo? Agonizing pain, suffering every
yeah,
day
I mean,
of your life.
Chemo. I think I'd try it for a while, but I do understand when people do it and then they say, no, I can't endure this.
What if it was just like you are bedridden, like you cannot physically pick up a spoon to feed yourself? Like
your body is completely...
What if you're just being kept alive and kept...
A vegetative state.
Like, not necessarily... Like, what if you were just being pumped with a crap ton of pain medication just to, like, keep you sedated and get you up and, like, make you have a normal, quote-unquote, day?
Maybe. Hypothetically, I think I would like to say yes that I would, but I don't think I'm that strong to be like, okay, time to go out. Like, I think I would be afraid and maybe try to hope for the best.
Single shot?
I think I'm too stubborn to kill myself.
Really?
Like, I'm hell-bent on the world of having my existence until the end.
Oh my gosh. Chainsaw.
I have always said, I even say if I get too old.
Like,
yeah.
If I'm wrinkly, just kill me.
I mean, not so much if I'm wrinkly, but if I... if she's been out in the sun for too long, just kill her. Or me.
Kill me, actually, but...
No, but if... I've always said, if I ever had something that, like, I was sick, or, like, if I lose my mind, or I'm old and can't take care of myself, whatever the case may be, just throw me in the Bermuda Triangle. I hope I get eaten by the giant squid. Like, I personally wouldn't want to live through any of that. I wouldn't even do chemo, because I think that that's what kills you.
You wouldn't do chemo even though, like, if you had a chance of surviving with it?
No, I wouldn't do chemo. I think I would do, like, more natural or alternative things. And if it didn't work, then it didn't work. And I'm going to the Bermuda Triangle. Or to Washington, California, or Montana.
Like
where they
that
can
woman
kill me.
Thought she could cure her cancer with her own urine?
Ew, oh, not God. Like that.
You said alternative, so that's what I'm getting.
No, I would probably do, urine like,
weed.
Get, like, yeah, like, weed and, like... I don't know, do like a pH balance or something,
so
like change my diet or
to fix the underlying cause, or would that just be to
I mean,
symptoms?
Yeah, just so that I was comfortable. But if I even started feeling a little amount of pain or discomfort, as I just told you guys before the show, I don't like being in even the slightest form of discomfort, then yeah, I would probably choose assisted suicide. Because I don't think I could do it myself. Like, I don't think I could actually kill myself. So someone would have to do it for me, or I'd have to be in a situation where something killed me.
If I was, for some reason, paralyzed from, like, the waist or the neck down, like, but I was still, my brain was active and I was normal, like, I would be so pissed to the point that, yeah, I wouldn't have assisted suicide, because what is my purpose? If I don't have a robot body, like,
yeah,
and people have to lift me to take me to the bathroom, or I have to get a catheter bag or whatever the hell those ones, the colonoscopy bag, like, no, I'm not living. That's not living. That's being miserable on Earth in your meat suit.
And not Hawking is miserable.
But he's also has a ton of money.
Imagine
like
he
a
would
ton
be
of, like, resources available to him.
But he's also an alien, so he doesn't count.
Yeah, and he does have a robot body.
He doesn't.
Basically,
not really.
Robot chair.
Well, I think there's a difference between what you all are saying. It sounds like you would have somebody inject you with these medications.
Yes.
Okay. So,
or kill me.
Okay.
Like,
because
shot
look,
my head,
so
or
I
give me in
between euthanasia and assisted suicide.
I used to watch a show called Mary Kills People, and that's basically what she did. Like, she was an ER surgeon in the daytime, but then she would have her lists of people that she would get from the hospital, of people who were terminal, people who have talked of, like, I just want to be over it, and the families don't want them to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the families
going.
Are making them, like, yeah, you're going to make it, like, stay alive, and these people are just like, no, I want to die. They call her, or she calls them, and they set it up to where, like, she comes one night, she gives them the injection, which is illegal to obtain, and it looks like they just died in their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or she'll, like, shoot it into a champagne and, like, give it to them to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Either way. So she usually would do the champagne thing just so that
it's
needle fancy. Marks. But if the person had already been hospitalized or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and already had, like, needle marks from whatever, like, then she would do the injection.
So would you prefer euthanasia, which is like that considered a mercy killing when a doctor administers medication, or assisted suicide where the doctor prescribes you medication and you have to administer the medication yourself?
I don't really explain that because I don't get that. Like, what would the medication be? Something to kill you?
Yes, it's the same
thing.
You're
basically doing
Except
it as opposed
euthanasia
to
euthanasia asks the doctor or physician to do it for you, and assisted suicide is them giving you the medication and you taking
that,
the pills yourself.
Is that legal?
Medication. Well, that's the thing. Assisted suicide is legal in certain jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something called the Death with Dignity Act, which is what keeps these jurisdictions legal. But no, a lot of places are completely against
is
both of them.
One particular drug that's being used or prescribed for all of the same, like,
I think it's at least similar drugs.
Okay.
I've heard arguments that they don't always go as planned, and these people can survive a little bit, and it would be even more pain than what they're used to. But for the most part, yes, these are lethal injections, drugs, medications.
Like,
that are
it
supposed
would
to
be
end you quickly.
In prison. Basically.
It's like,
yes.
Sodium diacetyl or something, I think is what it's called, the injection.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. That sounds familiar.
Okay.
But either way, it's basically whether the doctor does it or you do.
Right. So would you ask that of a doctor who is not there to kill you? Would you ask them, hey, I want you to inject me? Or would you go home and do that yourself and not put it on someone
else? I would rather do it, I think, in a in like a controlled setting.
Mm-hmm.
Because in case it doesn't go right, then, like, give me another one. Give me another dose. Or, like, also the cleanup. As, again, working in the death care industry, like, I don't want my family to have to do the cleanup.
Or walk in on it.
So it would be easier.
What I've seen a lot is these patients who do not have access to assisted suicide
mm-hmm.
will have their family help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, like, and there's been stories of, like,
mm-hmm.
the parent killing their kid
yes.
out of, like, because they were in so much pain, which I understand. Again, like, I personally don't want to lose my mind. That's
mm-hmm.
one of my biggest fears is losing my mind where, like,
you don't remember.
I'm not in control anymore. Like, that, I've seen my grandmother go through that, and it's, like,
it's
I don't,
hard to
it's
see.
Really, really upsetting.
And it's hard to say that you would not end your life if you saw something.
Yeah, and I
would have to deal with it yourself.
Exactly, but if I could legally, like, write it in my will or, like, have my family members know, like, hey, if that happens to me, like, take me out. Mm-hmm. Take me out of my misery. Like, I would want that to be a wish that is fulfilled.
I'm sure they have something like that because they have the NDRs or DNRs.
Yeah, but this is something that's still physically active. It's just
the mind.
Your mind.
Right. I actually saw a case about a woman who was terminally ill, but she hadn't started experiencing any of the actual symptoms of her disease. Mm-hmm. I think she had seizures and it was only going to get worse, but she chose to end her life with assisted suicide months before she was experiencing these things because she knew she didn't want to have to go down that road
at all. Yeah,
she didn't want to have to feel any of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's part of the argument for some people, I think, is you're ending your life too early, or what if you better? Right. I personally don't think anyone has the right to tell you what to do with your own body, especially if you have a terminal illness that they are not dealing with personally.
And honestly, I feel like your thought of your own personal strength actually influences your physical strength.
Yeah.
So if you already in your head know, like, fuck, like, oh, I have cancer, like, I'm not going to be able to do that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to go through the chemo. I can't do it. Like, I don't want to suffer.
Right.
Like, that makes sense that you would want to do it early. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to try just for the sake of your family so that they, like, they're your last thought, like, you in their eyes is just you being all sick.
Sick, like, exactly. And that's one of the biggest things. Like, I've had personal friends and family that have been diagnosed with cancer, and they do the whole, oh, I'm going to fight, and, you know, I'm going to do this for my family. And they end up 10 times worse on chemo than they would have if it had just progressively gotten worse. I mean, not to say completely, because I had somebody that, like, died within 2 weeks of being diagnosed. Mm-hmm. But they still put themselves through this intense pain for the small chance of maybe I can...
Just for the family.
Yeah, maybe I can beat this. And I personally am maybe too selfish, and I'd say I don't even want to do that. Like, let's just go ahead and end it now.
So what is your thought on people that opt out early when they really could have been saved? Like, there have been cases of people who've said, no, I want to do this, I want to end my life, for one reason or another, they don't or not able to, and they happen to live 4, 5, 10 years beyond that. What do you think about the potential of ending someone's life too soon?
I think that's still a matter of choice.
It's always a fear, but if it's up to the person, I think it's probably within your right to decide what to do with your own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, I agree. I feel like psychologically, maybe even physically, like, you know when you're going to die.
You
feel when you're going to die. So, like, if why fight if you feel like you're not going to make it in the end?
So far, all y'all been talking about was, like, illness and things. There have been cases of suicide taking their place because they knew their life was about to change and they don't want to deal with it.
Like,
I don't know who Bud Dwyer is.
I don't. Who's that?
Bud Dwyer is a legislator.
Oh, yes.
Who was being sent to jail for 55 years. Mm-hmm. He was already like 60. 55 years just to be made an example of, because he passed legislation that accidentally saw innocent people get the death penalty in his state.
Really?
So the judge made an example of him, sentenced him to 55 years. And what he did was he called a press conference, read a statement.
Yeah.
He handed out gifts to his friends, pulled a revolver out of his briefcase and shot himself on national television.
What?
Yeah. And you can still see the videos.
He's amazingly courageous for that, because I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, why would you?
But there's also...
Because his whole life was everything he worked for in his life. Everything, his whole family, his kids, everything is just thrown out the window.
Yeah.
And his whole life is about to change.
Well, yeah, but also that's kind of like...
I don't blame him.
The easy way out for people, like people that shoot schools up, and then they end up what? They know that they're going to kill themselves in the end.
But yeah, the difference between assisted suicide is people need to be terminally ill. Otherwise, suicide is just somebody who has a mental health condition and can get better. Terminally ill people more than likely will not. And so that's what assisted suicide is for, not for people who have mental health issues.
I don't think that, well, my personal opinion, I don't think that suicidal people always have mental health issues, so to speak, because, like, in the situation where he mentioned, like,
he knew he was,
like,
gonna be,
but it wasn't that he was mentally,
yeah, no, something like that will change your mentality and can actually damage your mental health. Absolutely, he wasn't feeling himself. He was in a state of panic and distress. His life was going to change.
Yep.
That's mental health issues can happen immediately. It's not a matter of time. Yeah.
Sweating like Nixon was.
Okay.
Yeah. No, so well, yeah. Should that type of suicide be legalized when they can recover? Absolutely. Through medication, through therapy, through all sorts of things. That's the difference. Should that be accepted when they can get better, or terminally ill people get this medication because they can't?
Why do we put so much stress on sick people to get better? Like,
because
like sometimes you can't. Like,
yeah.
I know. Well, yeah.
It's a part of life that we're still so adamant on fighting or controlling.
Especially in situations where it's like, oh, like my 60-year-old aunt has cancer. Like, she was given 6 months to live, but we think that with Jesus and chemo, she'll be fine. Like, right.
Which is another argument. A lot of people say,
she's very
it's
old.
My religious belief, so you can't do a thing.
No. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that's not...
It's a part of life.
It's your choice, your personal choice. Like, if you're the one going through it, if you want to end your life...
It's nobody else's decision. It's yours.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, do it or don't. Like, because the only person who's going to suffer in the end is you.
Plus, we euthanize animals when we think it's their end time or they're in pain.
Yeah.
Why can't
who
has the capacity to understand what's going on, why can't I make that choice for myself as opposed to this animal that I've just deemed, well, they're going to die soon.
Yeah.
I don't want them to suffer.
Right.
Here we go.
It gives you the right to have control over something else's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
Take it over for yourself.
Exactly. Perfectly said. So yeah, a lot of the arguments I saw were from other physicians that have dealt with this. And that was their main argument that I saw, that we've seen people get better. There was even one woman that really frustrated me. Her patient was wanting to have assisted suicide, and the husband was having a hard time with it. So this physician tells her husband, go home, let me talk to her for a little while. And supposedly she tells this woman, you know, why do you want this? What can I do? And the lady said something to the effect of, you know, I just have all this hair on my face, these whiskers, and it, like, I don't feel like myself. So this doctor gave her a bath, like, took out any, like, stray hairs, and she said, oh, I feel like a woman again. And then she no longer wanted to have assisted suicide because she felt better. And I just thought,
wait,
this is not a good reason.
What was this lady's turn? Did she have a terminal condition?
Yes, she had a terminal condition. I don't remember what it was or if she said it, but her point of the story was that suicide wasn't going to help this woman. Just feeling like a person again is what helped her. And granted, I'm sure that happens, but this woman still should have had the option and not had that taken away from her.
But don't you think that a lot of it is like all these moral heroes that are like upholding the morals of society that like, yes, death is, we can fight it with God or with, you know what I mean? This belief system that death is truly like, oh no, I feel like it goes back to like suicide being deemed as like you go to hell. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's where a lot of these like moral heroes come out and they're like, oh no, because then you'll go to hell and then your soul is damned and don't do that because God will save you. When it's your time, it's your time. Like, but it is. And if I'm willing to accelerate my
time,
You say, doctor says you're terminally ill, you don't have long to live, but the family wants you to get the treatment anyway. You give in to their demands and you take treatment and somehow you get better. And now you're stuck with, what, $10,000 per month bill on cancer treatment as in the U.S. right now?
Yeah.
I mean, so a lot of people
here's a $60,000 bill
can't
for
be
you.
Trusted. Yeah.
Well,
and
got better.
Isn't
there a massive paralyzing debt?
Yeah.
Isn't there also a statistic about people that are in debt because of things like that end up killing themselves?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is my family going to be there to help me pay off this fucking debt now?
No, they're going to be all
and
pissy
hopefully
and like,
long enough to see it
and what happens
paid
if,
off and then pass it on to my children.
Exactly. And what happens if you don't survive the treatment, you still die, and now your family has an extra bill of not just your funeral, which is
but all your care leading up until you were supposed to get better.
How much is someone's life worth? Is it worth that bill?
Someone's life should be everything to you. Like,
exactly,
but
that's like an argument in the medical system.
A lot of it is selfish.
System.
It all comes back to people being selfish. Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't want to lose you.
I don't want to.
I don't want to experience exactly what it feels like when you're gone. I'm your
family. I'm going to be so hurt. Me. Yeah.
I think there's a difference between placing having a respect for life and having a value on life.
That's exactly what we see in the death care industry at funerals. Right. You're not willing to help this person who was alive and like needed help,
but you'll pay for a $10,000 memorial service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. It's showboating. It's just, what can I do to prove that
it's the moral hero.
Love this person the most.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my love can save them. Single Shot said about, you know, racking up this higher and higher bill. A lot of people are wondering if doctors could even be trusted. Like, well, what if they say something that's wrong on purpose? Or what if they say, no, I'm not going to help you because I can get a bigger and bigger bill. I get commission out of this or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that doctors
there was some stuff uncovered about that. Mm-hmm. I guess it was recently, actually, about doctors tacking stuff on to these patients who already have extensive bills, like, and then just saying, oh, like, well, Chainsaw, you kind of know, like, how many doctors did you have to take your daughter to before you got to the solution that could have been figured out at the first doctor? I have to test for more things. Oh, well, the test came back, but I need to do another test.
Just like, the other way, too, though, the family can sometimes be like, oh, we want a second opinion. We don't trust your opinion.
But no, actually, in that case, I kept requesting to just have all the testing done from the first doctor. And they were like, no, you need to go to a specialist. And then that specialist sent me to a different specialist. And I kept asking for the exact same blood test to be conducted that could have been done by the first doctor. I went through five different doctors.
It's so annoying. Like, everything about the healthcare system is annoying.
It's broken.
Like, it's broken.
That's why
you
pay $120 for an aspirin that costs you 12 cents.
And not just that, but where are the doctors getting the information for these drugs that are being made? It's the pharmaceutical company reps that are going into the doctors and saying, hey, you have patients with headaches and migraines.
Look what I have.
We have this medicine that helps. Yes. And if you give it to them.
And it's showboating. It's just like, we have this. Like, we've been working on this. Like, that's nice. But what do the people really need? Is anybody focusing on that?
I had a nurse friend who told me, don't trust anything that hasn't been in the industry for more than 30 years, because that's when you start seeing the real side effects. Mm. We saw that with the HPV vaccine. Yeah. We're still looking at, you know,
issues, the repercussions.
Yeah. And granted, I am very biased on the healthcare industry because I was misdiagnosed when I was 17. And I almost did get radiation and stuff for cancer that I didn't have. So because of that, I am a skeptic. I am way more into holistic and natural medicine because I just trust it more.
There was another argument I read, and I'd like to know y'all's opinion. It was, what's the difference between assisted suicide and someone who's on a ventilator who cannot give permission and the family has to take over? Is there a difference to you?
That's interesting, too.
I think that goes into morals. Mm-hmm. And you as the family member, you see this person again, it comes down to being selfish. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be selfish because you don't want to see them go, so you're just going to keep them alive, quote
for
unquote,
however long it takes.
For however long until you're ready, or the doctors just say, look, man, we gotta get you out of your room?
That also works the other way, though. The person could not be aware they're even in the condition. Mm-hmm. The brain is just gone. And you'd be like, no, he'd want to go. Maybe he didn't want to go.
I feel like if you're truly brain dead and there's no chance for you to come back, the right thing for anyone to do
would be
to end it.
What happens if you're not brain dead? You're in a coma and you have the possibility of coming out of a coma, but the doctor cannot guarantee. It's, 2 years later, you still haven't come out of the coma because it's happened.
Then that just goes back to the family member who, are you going to be selfish or are you going to...
Yeah, but there's been people that have come back after 10 years. And then they're like, we heard every conversation. Thank you for keeping me alive, because that conversation was brought up multiple times and the family held on. Right. It's happened.
Unconsciousness does not mean lack of consciousness.
I know.
Yeah. So again, if I knew they were brain dead, I would obviously be more committed to assisted suicide. But that is a weird, tricky.
But how can they tell them I'm not brain dead if they're brain dead?
What if it was your kid? if it was your kid and they're...
That's too hard. I can't even think about that.
I know, but, I mean, just that idea is...
Yeah, it's the same situation we were just talking about. Is that selfish on the family's part? Like, if it was your child, does that put in a different perspective for you?
But...
I know.
How many children, like... I don't think any parent would choose to end their kid's life if they were
terminally ill. Right, exactly. What if you're an older parent and your son or daughter is 50 and still going through the same thing? What if it's your husband, brother, or sister? Is it still selfish? It's maybe feels more selfish if you're a friend. But when you think about family dynamics, is that easy?
Not as a... No, it's easier. It would be easier... God, this sounds so probably awful, but it would be easier for me to, like, end my parents' lives...
Because they've lived it,
but like when it comes to my child, like
brothers, sisters,
they could all be
easily likes their brothers, sisters, maybe somebody.
If Albert were, if Single Shot were in a coma, I would probably just end his life.
After how long? How long would you give him a chance?
Like, I don't know.
Like 3 days?
How long? Man. Give us an answer, and then I want your response to that.
Probably after, like, 6 months.
6 months? That's all I get.
How do you feel
about
that?
That's a really long time.
We'll get out of it faster.
You would you have wanted her to wait longer?
Okay, let me pose this question. I need both hands for this question. How do you know, like, when this person comes out of a coma, that they're still going to be... the same as they were before? Like, what if they have brain damage that you can't see until they come out of the coma are like adjusting to the world? How do you know, like, say these people who come out of comas 10 or 15 years later, like, the world has changed so much, like, and you're just gonna throw this fucking person who's been brain dead for how long, like, into the world again? I think I think about things in the long term,
right?
So yeah, after 6 months, I think I would be like, man, are you doing this or what? Because...
Single Shot, for your response to Rocket?
Well, then I would have to deal with that.
Then that would be cool.
So I actually also, like, I had friends or an ex-boyfriend's friend who was in a motorcycle accident. Really bad motorcycle accident. He was in the hospital, and they said he was not going to make it, right? They said he was brain dead, but when the girlfriend or certain friends, like really close friends, would talk to him while he's in the coma, because he was in an induced coma, he would make movements and stuff with his hands where it was like, can you, like, hey man, like, you know, we love you. Like, can you give us a sign or like whatever?
He would respond
to certain people with like moving his fingers or his hands and stuff. And it took them a while to decide whether to like take him off life support or not, and they ended up taking him off life support because they did say that his brain is badly damaged and like he might not come back the same or whatever.
I don't know, at some point
I wouldn't want to be that much of a burden on my family, so I'll just say end it.
Really?
For you?
Less than 6 months?
What if it was Rocket? How long would you wait?
Reversed. I would say
about six months.
Yeah, because I wouldn't...
It's about how we think.
Yeah, I believe you guys.
Yeah. I think 6 months is a lot
of time.
But
what if she hadn't talked to you about this? What if you really didn't know her, like, want for the situation? What if she really did want to be given the chance? Would you allow that? Or would you say, no, I'm going to step in and make the decision for her?
I think I know what you're going to say.
I think the decision would be up to me if this were a real-world scenario. Because both our parents are still alive and she's married.
But you... If you were being the closest one to me, like, in the family.
Yeah,
like,
and what was just your personal
choice? Would you give an opinion?
Give her time, but...
Still not as much?
Don't fucking stress out about it.
Oh my gosh. Stress about it.
Oh my gosh.
She comes back.
No, I get it. Like, because I know what he means, though, because like our family gets so worked up over stuff. Like, it would be, like...
It would be the end of the world to everybody.
Like, and nobody thinks clearly about, like, death or anything in our family. Like, everybody's terrified of it. Like...
That's pretty common for people.
So, of course, nobody's gonna want me to die. And then I would just be fucking vegetating in a bed.
I I'd be there
shitting myself.
Like, what the fuck are you even doing? Nothing. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. It's hard to think about.
Have you ever heard about those people that get so angry that their loved one is, like, sick or in death? Or deafened, and they, like, hit them or, like, attack them? Like, that's...
Why would you hit them?
We told you the story, yeah.
Never mind. I remember that.
A little friend of ours. Tell you later, single shot. Oh. Not a friend, someone we know.
Yeah, one of my uncles was so pissed off that my cousin died. He, like, hit the casket. I was knocked it off the truck at the funeral, and we're like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's.
Granted, he died in a car accident.
And then.
His control.
Okay, and then do you remember how everybody was being so dramatic and they were like, oh, it was the ex wife. Like, she tampered with his vehicle and made it happen. Or, like, she hired a hitman. Like, this is our family. No. This is how dramatic our family is. It's my mom's side mostly.
So you would be on a coma for at least 10 years?
Probably.
Yep. Fills up to them.
They would drain their pockets.
Yeah, I'd pull a plug myself.
So is it more important to tell people your desires before
Let me do it.
But that's exactly it. Like having, so I just saw that the other day about, like, I'm in this group called World Schoolers, and I'm obviously not a world schooler yet.
Give it time.
But, so anyway, there's these, like, families that travel, right? Like, world schooling their kids. And there was one woman who was discussing about how she was about to leave out of town. And she's like, is it a good idea to take a will with you, like, to have on you? And, like, obviously, like, a contact person, whatever. But, like, that to me bothers me that, like, your parents would have to take ownership of your body. Or, you know, what if you're not close to your parents?
What if I wanted a chainsaw to take my body? Like, yeah, she knows what to do with it. Abuse it a little bit, party with my corpse, and then toss it in a river.
I would keep your skull.
You can have
my
skull.
You know that.
I ask for everyone's pinkies, so if you can let me have your pinky bones.
You can only have her toes.
Ew. Oh, no.
Don't you.
Pinky.
That's gross. That was super inappropriate.
Gosh. We're on this podcast.
But, yeah. No, and I mean, part of my reasoning behind the 6 months is also because, like, what if eventually he single shot did wake up and then he was angry because I kept him alive for so long, and he was like, why am I alive?
I'll be grateful. I'll be like, oh, thanks for keeping me alive.
Really? So you're mad that I only said 6 months?
Thanks for your help. I'm out.
You're gonna get the bill, right? Because I'm broke. I
haven't
had a job.
10 years. I don't even know what working is.
Right. I don't know. I just feel like
your job for you. You have to go back.
I can't work.
I'm sorry.
Single shot?
Yeah, single shot.
They hold his job.
Your job.
Oh my God.
Hold his job.
As soon as you're ever.
Back to work. Thanks for your money.
Jeez.
Let me put you on the schedule.
Hey, let's give you a raise. You've been gone for 10 years.
10 years? Oh, that's a $10 raise. Right. Oh, but the year now, yeah. The year now, income. We got to give you 20 more.
Right, costing the
money. Per minute. Yeah.
So it's a good idea for you. The rest of us...
No, not so much.
I don't know. I just think it'd be wrong. Like, don't keep somebody, like, suffering.
If I were, like, in a coma, though, chances are my spirit form would already be looking for a new host. So
oh, my gosh.
Don't even worry about it.
So don't sound too close.
You'll
to
come
body.
Find me, like, tap. Just pull the plug. It's fine.
Yeah. What?
It's me.
Who
it's
are
me.
You? Oh, just me.
Yeah. But I like...
you laying downstairs?
Right. I like to think of the golden rule.
Real.
The golden rule. Treat everyone like you would want to be treated.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be glorified as a human potato laying in a bed. Like,
yeah. I think that
that's
the thing
gross.
Is to just not take the option.
Don't touch my dead body or don't touch my body like if I'm a vegetable. Don't touch me. Don't interact with me. It's not me. Like, just kill me. No, that's acceptable. It's acceptable, but
you're
not like.
Definitely going.
Oh,
nice
I love you. Like, don't come hold my hands. Like,
in what?
ICP.
Oh my God! I do not want to be a juggalette. No. I do not want to be a juggalette.
I'm just kidding. We already know what we would do with each other's bodies.
That's true.
Because I may not be married, but you are
Where are you going?
Responsible.
Oh, okay. God, I was like, wait.
Yeah. We're going back to necrophilia.
Yeah, no. Where are we? Yeah. I was very confused.
I'm just saying. You can be my wife and take care of my body.
I will.
Thank you. And you'd keep her in a room for 3 years. In what?
I would probably mummify you and preserve you in a glass jar in my house.
And only if you guys can all...
But I would pose you like...
Throwing signs.
Throwing
signs. It's not dumb, it's their wishes. You have to respect
them. Sorry, I respect your wishes.
We're going to respect yours until
you
have 6 months.
I respect your dumb wishes.
You think all of our ideas are dumb, but they're really incredible.
It's in my nature.
Well. Yeah, this show, Mary Kills People, y'all should watch it.
Yeah, I will.
I don't even know if it made it past the first season. Actually, if there is a new season, it should be coming on because it's summertime and all the good shows come back at summer.
We know what we're doing.
Ozark, Mary Kills People, hopefully. I just pulled that out of my butt. But what are some other shows? I'm not doing an ad for Netflix. Okay, bye.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have